Hello and welcome to the episode 115 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Today, we have the preparation for a TV special, the start of the Magical Mystery Tour project, and a couple of quick and dirty mixing sessions. Let's begin in the now usual fashion with the 25th of April 1961 concert at the Top Ten Club for the Beatles, featuring Pete Best on drums. This was their 25th night of their second residency in Hamburg, West Germany. Third residency 1 year later in 1962, with the lads, still with Pete Best in the lineup, performing at the Star Club in Hamburg. And since we're busy with the routine, how about a quick reminder to visit www.simonmas.com/support to find out ways in which you can help me to put out more music-related content for you to enjoy? You can really make the difference with a bit of love. Come on, show me how fab you are. Thank you. On the 25th of April 1963, the Beatles were busy with the second Mercy Beach Showcase engagement in a row, this time at the Fairfield Hall Ballroom in Croydon. The event had been booked by promoter John Smith in January 1963, when the Beatles and the other Mercy Beat bands like Jerry and the Pacemakers, Billy J. Kramer and the Big Three were virtually unknown outside the Liverpool area. To give some weight to the bill, Smith had then decided to book singer-actor John Layton, hoping that he would gather enough of an audience to make the evening profitable. Fate wanted that Layton was ill today, when Smith put a notice out of the hall stating that the main star would not be present. The queuing crowd cheered. Everyone wanted to see more of the Liverpool bands, and nobody was interested in Layton. Moving on to 1964, the Beatles were at the Hall of Remembrance in London for their second rehearsal of the Around the Beatles ITV production. In 1966, we get a hour-long mixing session in Abbey Road, during which two mono mixes of Got to Get You Into My Life were produced, without the Beatles in attendance. In fact, the only person working during the 10 to 11 a.m. session was Peter Vince, but that was okay. The mixes were meant to be for reference only. On the 25th of April 1967, the Beatles were at the EMI Studios in Abbey Road to start recording Magical Mystery Tour, the title track of their new project. The session, starting at 7 p.m. and ending at 3:45 a.m., saw ample rehearsal of the song in the studio, with Paul McCartney coaching the rest of the band from the piano. At the end of the session, the Fabs had completed three takes of the rhythm track with two guitars, piano and drums. Take 3 was reduced with a series of rough mixes into take 8. In addition, the band, George Martin and Jeff Emerick, prepared a tape loop of Traffic Noises from the EMI archived sound tape Volume 36, Traffic Noise Stereo. The track had to be ready to be dropped into the song should the need arise. Finally, in 1969, sound engineer Peter Mew produced a mono mix of Two of Us, still titled On Our Way Home, working at the EMI Studios. The resulting mix was cut onto an acetate disc and given to an Apple act called Mortimer for consideration. The plan was for them to release the song, but it never came to happen, despite the completion of a recording session with the band, produced by Paul McCartney. And lo and behold, another episode of What a Fab Day is over. Tomorrow, we'll have an all-star concert. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.